Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's courtesy of Masson. That's Kevin Brown. I don't try to describe my love for baseball, Ed. It is what it is. It's been that way all my life. And I think I celebrated yesterday like that was a playoff clincher. Just to see, again, the fight to come back down 5-2, scoring three in the bottom of the eighth inning with the Mayo home run, Kobe Mayo home run, and then the first pitch at the bottom of the ninth inning, I'm thinking to myself, I'm ready to get up to New York. I don't want to go extras. I don't want to go extras. Yeah. Greg Bay looked at me and said, you can't go extras, can we? And I said, who's coming? Oh, Beavers? I said, I don't know, man. That's the guy that can do it. And the first pitch, he goes yard. It was just, again, just watching these guys up close and personal to see the fight that they have to finish out the home stretch and get the fans something that they want. Taking two out of three from the Rays. Just good to see this kind of fight. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're looking for. I hate to say it, but that's all you can really look for right now. Because, you know, they've been eliminated, obviously. It's that kind of season. Injury plagued. Ended up being a very disappointing season because of that. You had no pitching staff. You didn't have your stars on the field at the same time. It's been that kind of year. So all you can really look for is how are they going to finish the season when things are meaningless? You know, are they going to lay down? Are they going to call it in? Or are they going to really play? And they did. They really played. And it made me really happy to see that.
Now, the elephant in the room is Cade Povich. 5 2/3 innings, 5 runs, 10 hits, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. He threw 99 pitches. They let him go. I mean, they let him pitch. I am not. And this is all baseball talk. This is not personal talk. I'm not a fan. I've said that now for a couple of months. I'm not a fan. Doesn't show me enough to pique my curiosity of what he could be. It just doesn't. I'm not curious. I think this is who he is. And I think the Orioles will serve themselves well. I don't want to see him in the rotation. I don't even want to see him in the bullpen. I don't. I think we've seen what we're going to see from Cade Povich is just best for the Orioles to turn in another direction. Again, that's all my opinion.
Yeah, I've seen him look good, and then I've seen him look not so good. And what I'd like to see him pitching is consistency, which we get from, Trevor Rogers, Dean Kramer, if you could just let him never pitch in April. They're consistent, and that's what you have to have. You got to have confidence when you have somebody stepping on the mound for you, every fifth day. You can't be like, what are we getting today? You just can't have that.
See, here's his good outings. Back earlier, last month against the Athletics, he went 6 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits. Good outing. 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. He had another, I guess you would call it a decent outing. He had 5 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits against Boston. That was in May. It's just the frequency. Then he gave up 1 earned run in 6 2/3 against the Nationals. and late April. Those just aren't frequent enough for me to be intrigued. It's not. I don't know if he has the right stuff coming out of the bullpen, but definitely with your options are Bradish, your options are Wells, Kramer, Rogers. Did I say Rogers already? I didn't say Rogers.
No.
Rogers. Let's say Grayson comes back healthy next year.
Yeah.
And I hope they acquire one or two starters. One starter at least. I just gave you six options. Povich would be number seven? Maybe? And I'll be honest with you, if I went that deep and I needed a starter till I get to the seventh starter because something happened to me, I'd rather have Suarez give me a spot start than Povich. You know, yeah. if I need a spot starter, someone to give me a couple of starts because we have injuries or whatever you have, or craziness with the weather, you got double headers, just crazy things happen. I'd rather see Albert Suarez get that spot start than Povich. He's just not high enough on my list of options for me to be intrigued or interested in seeing what he's going to do down the road. I'm ready to move on, I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm still happy with the way they're closing out the season.
Offensively, you know, you saw some things. Jeremiah Jackson, definitely. He's up to 283 right now. He went 2-for-4 yesterday. Definitely a guy. I was talking to some people at the stadium yesterday. He's a guy that's earned. He, from all that I hear, he's earned a spot on the roster for next year. Things will really have to go south, and some acquisitions will have to be high level for him not to be on his roster next year. I think he's done enough. What do you think?
I think he's done plenty. I mean, it's not a small sample size. And if you're going to make acquisitions, they better be for real positions of need. I mean, you know, the bullpen, things like that. I mean, that's what I'm hoping to make the acquisitions. But I'd like to see on the roster next year. I think I never really heard of him until he got up here.
Not me either.
Because it's like, I don't know who this guy is. And I'm like, who is this guy? I was like, wow, he can play.
I got to be honest with you. I rolled my eyes at it. What are you getting now? What, another guy?
Yeah.
Jeez, what are we doing? Oh, okay. I like him.
Yeah, same.
I rolled my eyes at that acquisition. I'm like, come on, guys. What are we doing? You trade everybody off. You get this Jeremiah Jackson kid. Who is he? Where does he come from? I don't know where he came from. I do now, but
right.
I hope he stays right here. Gunnar Henderson with two more hits yesterday as well. Ryan Mountcastle, it looks like he's finishing off the season in style. He's got that OPS, over 600 now, going towards 700. You're seeing some positive things for this team moving on. Seeing some positive. I'm not saying I believe in all the parts because I like to upgrade Ryan Mountcastle. I like to upgrade Kobe Mayo, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
If either upgrade Kobe Mayo by Kobe Mayo upgrading himself, or upgrading Kobe Mayo by getting someone in who's better than Kobe Mayo. I think Kobe Mayo has a lot more in the tank, personally. I don't know if I'm right about that. I don't know enough to know if I'm right about that. I just believe Kobe Mayo's one of those 25 to 30 bomb guys at first base. I think he has it in him. He could do that next year. I don't know. But it's the I don't know.
Yeah. What about defensively with Mayo? What do you think about him? Because I know, you know, everybody's trading Mountcastle for the last three seasons, but I still think he's a good defensive first baseman. Do you think Mayo is as good?
I think he's better than good, number one. Let's talk about Ryan Mountcastle. I think Ryan Mountcastle is upper echelon defensive in American League at first base. I do. Kobe Mayo is not yet, but I think everybody who evaluated Kobe Mayo from the beginning would tell you he's a lot better than anybody thought he would be.
Mm-hmm.
There are people in the organization that thought he would be a defensive liability at first base. Not only is he not a defensive liability, he's moving towards, he's not there yet, but he's trending towards becoming a plus defender at first base. Not there, but he's trending in that direction.
Yeah.
Can he be as good as Ryan Mountcastle? I don't know. But, you know, keep in mind the Orioles' history of Chris Davis, converted first baseman. Ryan Mountcastle, converted first baseman. They've converted over two different regimes. Guys who played gold glove level first base who were not originally first basemen. So looks like they're doing the same thing. And, you know, your manager is the infield coach. Let's just say that, you know. But he's putting in a lot of time with John Mabry as well. He puts in a lot of time with John Mayer.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed when I heard Eddie Murray say on the telecast last week that when you come out here early, you don't see these guys working. I thought that was completely inaccurate. He just completely misrepresented that this team, in my opinion, because they're opposing people who work at stadiums on the road complain about the Orioles. You know what the complaint is? They get to the stadium too early.
Too early, yeah.
That's the complaint about these guys. Why you guys get to the stadium too early? So I thought that was, you know, he may have come during a downtime or whatever, but I think that was a complete misrepresentation of the work ethic of these players. They work, I'm telling you, sometimes people say they work too much. So that's not the truth. We're doing over under at 7:30, but on the other side, we're giving out shovels, Ed Norris.
I'm giving out a shovel to the meanest wedding venue on the planet. You're not going to believe what they did to a couple.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're giving out shovels. Give me a shovel for not turning the mic on. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Joe's over there thinking, please, dude, we don't need any technical difficulties. Turn the mic on. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. Ed, who gets your shovel this morning?
A heartless wedding venue called the Cotton Room. It's happened in North Carolina. It's a wedding venue called the Cotton Room, as I said. And a young couple, Chris Perry and Kristen Seidel, had booked the venue. It's in Durham, North Carolina. So they booked the venue for a wedding to take place next month, October 11th. Sadly, what happens is the groom, Chris Perry, suddenly passes away the day before his 33rd birthday. Just collapses and dies. The Cotton Room is refusing to refund a $20,000 deposit. I mean,
you are making this woman pay for a wedding.
It's yes
that she never had.
Yeah,
or somebody pay for it.
Yeah, somebody's at $20,000, and he died in May. And they're insisting they cannot refund the money.
Because the contract says.
Yes. I'm just stunned. Just, look, it's one thing if they broke up, you know, that may be, you know, we decided to call the wedding off, we're going to cancel, postpone, whatever. Well, you can't do that. The kid died. How heartless can you be? Seriously, how heartless can you be? First of all, you have months. You have like 6 months to rebook that venue. Second of all, and if you don't, you eat it. You're making money hand over fist. This thing, sometimes in life, you have to do the right thing. The kid died. How can you possibly do this and sleep at night? I'm just like, wow. And, you know, and actually the mother wrote a lot and said, how can a venue that specializes in the business of love, happiness, and weddings have such a cold, cruel, and compassionless response to a tragedy? And she's right.
I don't know where to go after that one. That's you should have gone last. You should have gone last. Warn me next time, man. Pulling on people's heartstrings. My shovel goes to just mean and rude people. So yesterday I was at a store where it has automatic doors.
Yeah.
In Baltimore. But the automatic doors weren't working for some reason, so you had to pull the doors open. I'm getting out of my car, and I'm watching this happen. And a lady pushing a stroller, and it looked like she had maybe a 2 or 3 year old walking, going into the store. The lady struggling to open the door, keep it open, push the stroller in, and make sure the 3 year old boy gets in safely. Two dudes walk by her. I guess they were polite because they said, "Excuse me." And they walk past her while this woman is struggling. No one stopped. No one. That's a situation where you don't ask, do you need help? Because it's, the optics suggest that she needs help. I watched like right. three dudes walk by her and
really?
Go past her
yeah.
to go into the store while she's trying to juggle the bag that's at the bottom of the stroller, the kid in the stroller, and the 3 year old boy. And I went to her, I stopped. I opened the door and said, "Go ahead, ma'am." She said, "Thank you." And the look on her face was like, somebody. It was relief, like, somebody. What happened to us, man? Honestly, what happened to us? There was a time in my lifetime, and I'm not freaking super old. There was a time in my lifetime where you may have, the next dude may have punched you out because you didn't hold that door open for that woman. And then you would have taken it knowing, yeah, you screwed up. You know you screwed up. Well, I don't understand what happened. I don't know what happened to us, man.
I don't even.
You watched this woman struggle and you were okay with it. You were okay with your day.
Mm-hmm. I remember a time, and I'm older than you. I ain't that old. But I remember I took the subway every day growing up. Every day, took it to high school. You give up your seat to a woman, certainly an older woman, but basically any woman, pregnant woman, younger woman, older woman, most certainly, you'd stand up if there are no seats and offer your seat to somebody. Older men, if there was, you know, a guy in there, you know, older man with a cane or just, you offer your seat to, I don't see that anymore because, I fly now, obviously a lot now, you travel a lot now, and you know, you wait at the airport and you'll see this where people are just like so, they've gotten so rotten. I don't know if it happened since COVID.
No,
it's when people lost the humanity, but it's just really gotten different.
Nah, it started off before COVID. It's, COVID brought, may have been the nail in the coffin for it because it made people, isolated so much, but this started off way before then. My son, I taught Robbie Young, you walk in the building, you take your hat off. He won't walk past the threshold without taking his hat off. But just certain things.
That drives me crazy, too.
Yeah, just certain things, man. You got to, and you know what? If you honor these things, if you live by these codes, then you are considered to be the person. Something wrong with you. You're old-fashioned. You're this, you're that. Where, I'm just going to be old-fashioned then. I'm going to be an old man. Because this, ain't nowhere in the world I would have been able to live with myself walking past this woman and her two kids in the stroller.
Yeah.
I couldn't have lived with myself. I don't even know how I would have felt if I did it. I would have to turn back immediately and do it. But I don't know because there's no way I could do it. I can't. I literally could not do that. I just don't get it. 410-583-1057, and I hope I never understand it. Ravens Chiefs, do you feel like whichever team wins this game gets their season back? We'll talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side is what I love, Ed. Over Under up next on The Fan. Hey, Joe, did you hide this song? Because we tried to find this last week and we couldn't. You hit it, didn't you? This is like on a song that you patented that you could only play?
Yeah, I patented it by writing it with my friends at ZZ Top.
Because we couldn't find it last week.
I don't know. It's this guy. I love hanging out with guys with long beards.
You got a hidden folder.
Who's the only one without a beard?
Frank Beard.
Very good.
His name is Frank Beard?
Yes.
Drummer's name, yeah.
Yep.
I think that's intentional. Let's do over-under Ravens Chiefs. Derrick Henry, 15.5 carries. Edward Norris, over or under?
I'm going to go over because to win this game, they're going to have to be successful on the ground. Henry has had 18, 11, and 12 carries, respectively. 18 against the Bills, which was his big day. Then 11 and 12. The Chiefs are much better against the pass than the run. Against the run, they're 18th in the NFL. The pass, they're higher. They're around 10th or 11th. So I think they're going to give Henry the ball a lot. I think he's going to want to redeem himself from last week.
I'm going, I don't know, man.
It's a tough number.
I don't know, Ed.
It's a tough number.
I'm going under.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go under. I don't think he gets 16 carries.
All right.
Lamar Jackson, 2.5 total touchdowns. Over or under?
Over. Over. I think the Ravens score a lot of points this week. They score a lot of points every week. They just don't win every week. So I see him with a couple of passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. I think he gets at least 3 or 4 touchdowns.
See, that's where we differ. I see him with 2 passing touchdowns. The rushing touchdown is what I'm skeptical of because unless he breaks a long one, he doesn't really get too many carries inside that red zone.
Well,
that's normally the Derrick Henry. So The 2 touchdowns passing, spot on. I agree with you on that. I think before the game begins, go ahead and put Lamar down for 2 touchdown passes. It's the rushing one that makes me scratch my head. I'm going to have to go under on this one, too.
But these are total touchdowns.
I know. That's why I said 2 touchdowns passing. I don't think he'll get the rushing. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he'll get
it.
Lamar Jackson sacked 3.5 times. That's a heck of a number coming off of last Monday.
Yeah.
Over or under?
I'm going to go under. I'll say 3 times. I don't think it's 4 or more. I mean, obviously, last week was just a disgrace. But, I could see him getting sacked a couple of times. But they're going to have to speed up this passing game tremendously against the Chiefs. And I think they run the ball more. They should be able to run it. They go run heavy. Hopefully, he's not vulnerable a lot. I'm going to go under. I can't. If he gets sacked 4 or more times, it's another long Sunday.
Hey, Joseph, what's the word on Ronnie Stanley?
I'm sorry, say it again. You cut out. What's the word?
What's the word on Ronnie Stanley?
I haven't really seen anything.
It's still questionable.
Yeah, which is a little confusing to me. Yeah. Usually something would leak out. I haven't seen anything.
With Ronnie Stanley being listed as questionable right now on Thursday, because I don't count Friday. Friday doesn't count. We haven't done Friday yet for the Ravens. Thursday, he's still listed as questionable, meaning even if he plays Sunday, he's not right. I'm going over on sack total.
Okay.
I'm going
over. It's no right answer here. He could be sacked 7 times this week. Who the hell knows what's going to happen?
The Ravens D surrenders 99.5 yards rushing. Man, that's disrespectful. But I understand it. Ed, over or under?
I'm going over. How could I not? The defensive line has been horrific, and that's when they're healthy. Now you don't have Matabike for sure. I don't know about Washington. This is one big I don't know. I'm going to go over.
Ed, I could give you the shovel this morning. You know why? You missed out on an opportunity.
What?
You lost all that weight.
Yeah.
Ravens could have called you to play D-line this week, man, the way they
I think I'm down to like a svelte 230, 220. I could probably still do it.
You lost too much weight, man. You missed out because they're calling everybody right now to play D-line.
Yeah, it's like, have you ever played football? All right, come here.
I'm going over. This is the first one we agree on. I'm going over. I think the Chiefs get over 100 yards rushing. Patrick Mahomes, 259.5 total yards, over or under?
Over. I mean, I think Mahomes is going to have a Mahomes day. I don't think he win. The offense hasn't clicked, but he's going to combine passing with what he does better than anybody, I think. And that includes Lamar. Not that he's a better rusher than Lamar, but what he has is an incredible knack for the first down marker. He'll get in trouble. Then he'll run and he'll go 8 yards or 12 yards or 5 yards, but he always gets just enough to get the first down, and he'll get a couple of those. He's going to. He'll get 5 or 6 of those this game, so I'm going to go over.
Over. I'm going over as well. It's simple. It's come on, man. It's Patrick Mahomes. He gets that. Kansas City Chiefs D forces 1.5 turnovers, over or under?
Under. If we turn the ball over more than twice, twice or more, it's going to be bad. I mean, we can't have any more fumbles. Lamar doesn't throw many picks. So I'm going to say under.
I'm going under also. I know Derrick Henry's been fumbling the ball, but like you said, Lamar doesn't throw interceptions. You need, you know, if Derrick Henry fumbles, God, please don't let him fumble. Lamar's not turning it over. That's just it's bottom line. He's not turning the football over. He doesn't do it. He doesn't throw interceptions. So I don't think – do we agree that turnovers are an issue with the Ravens because when they happen, turnovers aren't an issue with the Ravens because they happen too many times in a game? Can we agree to that?
Say it again.
The turnovers have been an issue for the Ravens because when they've happened.
Yes.
But they haven't been an issue because they've been multiple turnovers.
Yeah, and when and where. The time and the place has been bad. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. We gave our score yesterday, Ed, but we normally give it on Friday. Let's keep the tradition rolling. Who's the winner and what's the score?
I'm going Ravens. I'm going to go 31-28.
28 is right, but I think that's the Chiefs score.
Okay.
Ravens 27.
All right.
I think the Ravens lose this one, 28-27. Nail-biter, close game. I just can't see how they can overcome all the injuries. However, if there's a team that can overcome all those injuries, it's the Ravens because they have number 8. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why I have if not for Lamar, I'd have this thing probably over a touchdown, 8-9 point game with all those injuries they have. But Lamar makes the game close and he gives them the chance to win at the end. So yeah, and I hate to make that pick. Mike Preston will join us at 8:30. It'd be interesting how Mike is going to look at this game. Especially with all these injuries. He should be going out to KC with, I think, this weekend as well.
Yes.
That's a game. I don't like going on road games, but that's a trip that I'd love to take. I've never been to that stadium. And I would love to see the Lamar versus Mahomes, that stadium. I would love. If we didn't have Monday morning quarterback, or if I wasn't here, probably. But that would be that would definitely be a game that I would be willing to go to. And I don't like road trips. But I go to that one. 410-583-1057 is the number. Do you feel like whichever team wins this game gets their season back on track? Ed and I take a look at that and give you our opinions on that Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. No team wants to go 1-3 on the year. No team does. But let's say for some reason the Baltimore Ravens go 1-3. Mm-hmm. They have the Texans, the Rams and the Bears all at home. In the midst of that, there's a bye. Then they go to the Dolphins, then to the Vikings, then to the Browns. And then they have the Jets and the Bengals. And, you know, you see that stretch that I'm talking about there, Ed?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not a bad stretch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For this football team, it's not. You don't want to go 1-3, but it's not a bad stretch.
The rest of the season is the best stretch after this week.
But let's say the Chiefs go 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to the Jaguars, winnable game, right? But then they have the Lions, a rivalry game with the Raiders. Then the Commanders, Jaden Daniels probably healthy back then. Then they go to the Bills, to the Broncos. Then they have the Colts.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. No one wants to go 1-3. But just because you go 2-2 doesn't mean your season is back on track. It all depends on who you are. I think 2-2 has a better chance of putting the Ravens back on track than it does necessarily putting the Chiefs back on track.
100%. I mean, you mentioned you talk about the Bills. They've got, after the Ravens, they've got the Lions, I'm going to point out the better teams. The Lions, the Commanders, the Bills, the Broncos, the Colts. I don't know how the Cowboys are going to be. The Texans, the Chargers again. And then you got the Broncos and the Raiders. And the Raiders twice, they haven't faced them yet. So you have a lot, all these divisional games coming up. The Chargers already beaten them. The Chargers have won three games in the division already. So the Chiefs have a lot of work to do to catch them.
Yep.
And they're facing a lot of good teams here right now. The rest of the season, not the second half, the next three quarters.
Yeah. Going 2-2 doesn't get the Chiefs out of the woods. And I'm not saying it's automatic, but going 2-2 for the Ravens, they have three straight home games. Again, Texans, Rams, Bears. Then, and again, there's a bye in the midst of that. And then they go on the road on a Thursday night game, Dolphins. Then after a long stretch off, Vikings. Then at Cleveland. Then home versus the Jets and the Bengals. I mean, it just 2-2 could really get the Ravens out of the woods a lot easier than the Chiefs.
Yeah. After this week, this game, I'm not going to blue sky this, like, because they're still beat up badly with injuries, so they may not have a great season. I'm not sure yet. We'll see how this game turns out. But the real biggest challenges that are coming up with them, I believe, are, you know, the Rams. But it's a home game, so you get them at home. So you got the Rams, and you have the Packers late in the season in Green Bay, and you know you still play the Steelers twice, Bengals again twice. You haven't faced them yet. But I think the Ravens they have a very winnable schedule, you know, going past the Chiefs.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Right now, Ed, at 1-2 between these two teams, mm-hmm. who, because these two teams represent the elite of the AFC, the upper echelon of the NFL in terms of regular season teams. Who's the more disappointing 1-2 team? Gotcha.
Well, let me think about that for a second. Let's see. I mean, obviously, we're very disappointed in the Ravens. Very disappointed.
While you're waiting, let me jump in.
Mm-hmm. They've lost it. I mean, but the Chiefs have lost to the Chargers. And go ahead.
No, you're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just looking at who they've lost to. The Chiefs have lost to the Chargers and the Eagles in two close games.
Right.
And then they curb-stomped the Giants. So I would say the Ravens are the more disappointing team because, the Chiefs, you're going to lose games, and they lost to two playoff teams. I mean, the Chargers, I think, win their division. The Eagles are Super Bowl champs, the reigning champs. They lost to both those teams. They lost them both by one score. So I'd say that the Ravens are the biggest disappointment just because of the way they're playing.
Can I make a case for the Chiefs being the most disappointing?
Please do.
Because the Ravens have lost on the road to Buffalo. See, we're looking at how they lost.
Yeah.
The Ravens lost on the road to Buffalo, and they lost to the Lions. You're talking about two powerhouses in the NFL over the past two or three seasons. The game in which the Kansas City Chiefs won, it was an ugly football game. A game that you could arguably say they shouldn't have won against the New York Giants. A game that the Giants basically gave them. Well, the Ravens' win against the Browns was utter dominance. The Browns, the same team that came back and beat the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Proof that the defense was stellar. So I think in terms of both teams lost to very good teams. Very good teams that you shouldn't be ashamed of losing to. However, the quality of wins, in my opinion, goes to the Ravens because they completely dominated a Browns team that came back and beat the Packers, and you struggled against a Giants team. Now, albeit, I think the Chiefs were on the road against the Giants.
They were.
You could argue that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if you want to make a case for you, the Ravens are the most disappointing. They had a big lead against Buffalo, so I guess that would make it the most disappointing, the fact that they had that game in hand against Buffalo and ended up losing it.
And that one, and the Lions game, they just got bullied.
Yeah.
That was not that's not a Ravens team I'm used to seeing where you get out physical by, they never get out physical by anybody. And that happened. The Lions just they did whatever they wanted with them. Just literally pushed them around.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, week four, NFL season seems like unlike any other sport. It goes so quickly. After this week, we're going to be a traditional quarter of the way through the season. And I say traditional because 17 games kind of takes that away, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
so go so quickly. And I'm looking at this team against the Chiefs on the road. Injuries, man.
The injuries are devastating. There's no doubt about it. They're just absolutely devastating. And it's been the certain ones that are just – they're all important, obviously. Likely is very important. He's a great player. They're all important. But there's a couple here that stand out to me that are just – they are absolutely crucial to what the Ravens do. And to me, that would be Ricard and Madubuike. Because Madubuike is so important to their defensive line. He really is. He gets a lot of pressure up the middle. He actually produces sacks. He's the anchor of that line. And then Ricard gets that running game going. Nobody knows what the hell he does because he doesn't carry the ball. But if you watch him, he just takes on, he kicks out whoever's on the edge, defensive end, outside linebacker. I don't care who it is. He's better. I have not seen many people beat Ricard. And he allows, the way it goes, he runs out, he kicks out, the guys get outside contained, and Henry runs inside him, behind his back, and then it's off to the races. And we don't have that right now.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Crofton and get Pete. What's up, Pete?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to share my perspective about the disappointing between the two Chiefs and the Ravens. Well, I was going to say that with the Chiefs, we already were kind of shocked a little from last year, so you already began to see a slight decline in the Chiefs' performance from the Super Bowl. So I'm not that shocked coming into the new season. But I think the Ravens overall, agreeing with you guys, that the Baltimore Ravens were the most disappointing because the higher expectation of the draft, the free agency that came in, we picked up some nice pieces, and they already had us possibly winning the Super Bowl this year. So I would say Baltimore also, the most disappointing.
Who had us winning the Super Bowl already?
Well, just some of the consensus. I don't know how legit they were, but when I would read various sites that I would say.
No. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just asking for clarification. I didn't understand what
you were saying. Well, they were the preseason number one in the power rankings.
Right. That's what I was asking. Is that what he was going by? I wasn't disagreeing with him. I'm just asking for clarity. Thanks a lot for the call. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So he's saying that the reason why the Ravens are the more disappointing team was because of preseason expectations. But who was the other team that they had winning the AFC?
The Bills.
Exactly, and that's when they lost it.
Yeah.
And that's why, again, it's we can be very disappointed because how they lost these games, and that's fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't be. But what I am saying is, they lost to the two teams that many people thought could win their conference. Yeah, people thought the Ravens, and there's many people thought the Bills could too. On the NFC side, a lot of talk on the Lions, upseeding maybe the Eagles. So look at the teams you lost to. Great football teams. It's just the way you lost that just sticks in our craw. Mike Preston joins us at 8:30 on the other side. Kyle Hamilton says he feels Raven fans can be a little spoiled at times and should back off as defensive coordinator. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.